By the end of June 1864, the armies outside Petersburg were fully entrenched, and with little prospect of success by frontal assault, a group of coal miners from a Pennsylvania regiment proposed to tunnel under the Confederate line and explode a large charge of powder beneath the enemy's works. The plan won general approval, and a division of black troops was given special training for widening and consolidating the anticipated breach in the rebel line. By the end of July, the tunnel was completed and 4 tons of powder deposited at its end. The day before the planned attack, however, Union commanders determined that a white division should lead the assault, and thus much of the original planning was subverted. At first light on the morning of the 30th, the charge was detonated, obliterating an entire rebel battery and creating a huge crater in the ground. Fleeing the scene of the blast, Confederate survivors abandoned their trenches on either side, leaving an undefended gap several hundred yards long. Meanwhile, however, the divisional commanders assigned to lead the assault were taking courage from a bottle amid the safety of a bunker, and as a result, the Federal attack was disorganized from the first. Going forward piecemeal, the men of Ledlie's and Ferraro's divisions found themselves unable to scale the far side of the earthen wall thrown up by the explosion, and spent much precious time milling about within the crater. Meanwhile, the Confederates moved to restore their line, and the crater soon became a killing ground, as rebel defenders poured mortar and small arms fire into the concentrated mass of enemy troops. By mid-morning, the Federal attack was called off and the original lines largely restored. Following the disaster at the crater, Grant once again reverted to the strategy he had employed since crossing the Rapidan, seeking to extend his left in an effort to flank the rebel line. On the 18th of August, Warren's corps reached the Weldon and Petersburg Railroad and held on despite repeated attacks by A.P. Hill. With their chief rail link to the south now in enemy hands, the Confederates contrived to transport supplies overland from Reams Station, prompting Grant to send Federal cavalry south to destroy some 40 miles of track. By November, the Federals were on the move again, but when another flanking movement was turned back along the Boyden Plank Road, both armies retired to winter quarters.